the Vikings invested big time in Kirk Cousins this offseason. What's the best way from a roster building standpoint to support that investment?
One, you got to protect them. Two, you got to take some of the onus off of the offense, just like you got to take some of the onus off of the defense. And three, you got to put guys in there and build your roster based on unforeseen circumstances that happen in the National Football League that are called injuries. Injuries happen, and sometimes you got to have, you know, you got to have some playmakers sitting on the bench, and that's just going to happen. That's part of it. But when you look at Minnesota and you see what they're doing, they are one of those teams that this draft and free agency can either help them and continue to be on the upswing, or they can make some mistakes and then fall very quickly.
What do you think of at 30? What's the landscape going to be for them to help make the roster better?
I mean, 30 is an interesting thing because that could – 30 is in a position where it's not considered a reach because it's potentially an early second-round pick. But depending on what happens or what teams, you'll see teams, I believe, with the quarterbacks leaving early and how they're going to go so fast. I think guys who are in the top 10 go in the top 15. Guys who are in the top 15 go in the 20. And so when you have that going on, I believe teams in the 27 through 30 are going to utilize that opportunity to move up, because there are going to be guys that they did not anticipate being there because you have so many teams that need a quarterback.